Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is December the 2nd, 2022. Where we're going to conclude this week, taking a final look at 2 Peter. These are Peter's last words to the churches. And so as you think about that, if you were knew you were speaking your last words, what would you say? These are Peter's last words to the churches. This is the last writing that he gave. And so we have those recorded for us. It says in 2 Peter 3:17, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." So when you consider those words and you think about the content of Peter's last words, what seems important to him? What's he warning the recipients of this letter about? Well, he is warning them, and he really is spending this entire letter warning them of the things which are coming, sometimes even the things that are present. His warning includes an encouragement not to be led away from their own steadfastness, so don't grow stale. Peter's also telling them to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so he's telling them, don't grow stale, make sure you are growing. So why does Peter warn them concerning these things? Well, if you read the letter, you'll recognize that Peter has already told them that false teachers are going to be present. And because of the presence of those false teachers, it will be easy to grow stale and to no longer be steadfast in their relationship with Christ. Also, Peter told them that scoffers would be present, and they would be asking the question, where is the promise of the coming of the Lord? Because there will be a delay in the coming of the Lord, many will think he's not coming. They may think that the teaching concerning the second coming of Christ is false, so therefore there's no reason to be urgent in their walk with Christ. So Paul is warning them about this, and recognizing that it's been 2,000 years since Peter spoke these words, not Paul, Peter spoke these words. This is a warning which we need to heed. There is always a reason to be urgent in your relationship with Jesus. We don't know when the Lord is going to return. We just know he is returning. So we need to be ready. We need to watch and be ready. Those are the words of Jesus in the Olivet Discourse. Peter also tells them how they can make sure they don't grow stale and fall from their steadfastness. They can protect against these things by growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Essentially, what he's telling them, remember the grace which God has given you. Remember the favor you are experiencing is undeserved. God is smiling upon you. Remember to grow in your knowledge of the one who has called you to holiness. Remember who you are in Christ Jesus. So Peter's telling them all of these things, grow in grace and knowledge so you won't fall from your steadfastness. Grow so you won't grow stale. Grow in grace so you won't grow stale in your relationship. And these are great words of encouragement to us today also. As we look at the world around us, it may be easy to become stale in our growth. Let's make sure we do not. Let's keep growing in the Lord. Let's be mindful of the grace that God has given us. Let's keep enjoying the spiritual blessings which he has bestowed upon us. And let's grow closer to the world, to the Lord, so we don't grow stale in our relationship with him. It's easy to grow stale. So just recognize the love that God has bestowed upon you so that you can be called a son of God. Lord, today we thank you that we can grow in Christ. We are thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit to urge us on in our relationship with Christ. Today, help us to see the need to be urgent in that relationship. Help us to see all the blessings we have in Christ. Help us to display the love for you, which you deserve. We thank you for Jesus. He is so worthy. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Have a great weekend. Worship the Lord this weekend. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark. Or till Monday, Brother Mark signing off.